Andrew's going to come and speak in a moment, but before he does, I'm going to come and bring a reading to you this morning from Exodus chapter 14, reading from verse 10. We're just, the Ignite group are just coming in to join us this morning. Welcome. They're sneaking in at the back. Morning, Joe. Yeah, you don't need to wave to everybody. It's all right. So reading from Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up. And there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God who had been traveling in front of Israel's army withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove back the sea with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea.
Good morning, everybody. Great to see you. Happy New Year. I wonder if you could, just for a moment, would you stand, please? And then, this is nothing to do with worship. It's just good for you. Put your hands in the air like that. Right? Stand on tiptoe. Now push your hands up as high as you can. Relax. Sit down. Thank you. That's all. That's your exercise for the year. Okay. There was a popular toy quite a few years ago. Some of you might remember him. His name is Stretch Armstrong. And basically, he was some kind of rubber man who, if you pulled him, you could pull him and stretch him and get him longer and longer. And then he'd kind of slowly, very slowly, kind of come back to being his normal self, whatever normal self is for a rubber man. But quite a few months ago, the spiritual leadership team were praying, and we start praying about the following year, about 6 months before the following year comes. So now it's here. But one of the things we pray about is, God, what are you saying to us? What do we believe? What are we hearing your Holy Spirit saying to us for a church? Now, sometimes that's been really big things. So 3.5 years ago, we actually believed it was right to go to 2 morning services. And that was a big thing because it took us 9 months to kind of put everything in place to make that happen. And so about 3.5 years ago, it happened, and we're certainly seeing growth. So sometimes it's a really big thing. And then sometimes it's something that we believe, well, it doesn't feel that big, but actually it's important. And as we were praying, we kept coming back to our mission here, which is to be disciples and make disciples. And we kept coming back to a place where the word we had was, forgive me, stretch. Because we believe God was actually speaking to us, for us to speak as to individuals and say, in 2019, we actually believe God wants us individually to stretch and step out in the faith, in the journey that God has for us. So I want us to kind of look at that for a moment or two as we begin the brand new year. When I say stretch, I know a lot of people think, no, somebody else is making me do it again. Or somebody says, what's your new year's resolution? Apparently this is the month when most people sign up for a gym. And February is the month when most people sign off from the gym. Because they think, well, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to stretch. And then you find out that's kind of not for you. Other people think stretch. And the first thing they feel is pressure. They think, oh no, I've got everything else pulling me already in all directions. And they've got so many pressures on me already that when you hear that word, all you get and all you feel is negative. And you might have begun the new year with hope and kind of joy in your heart. And pastor stands up and says, I want you to stretch. And there's lots of different things that make us stretch. And lots of things that raise our blood pressure. Lots of things in life that are already around that are pushing us and making us kind of feel like, oh, the last thing I need is somebody to stretch me, because everything around me, whether it's my job or my finances, whether it's family life, there's just so many things around that seem to be pulling me, just like Stretch Armstrong. The thing about Stretch Armstrong is he never pulled himself. It's always other people pulling him. So I don't know whether you come to that thought about stretching with a kind of negative feel, or whether you come with the idea and thinking, actually, stretching can be really good for you. I don't know whether you felt the benefit from doing that this morning. I certainly did. Just kidding. I'd need to do about 10 of those at least to begin to feel the benefit. But some of us know that physical exercise, stretching ourselves physically, is actually very good for us. And so we do it. Sometimes we need to stretch our minds. I know some of you do puzzles or crosswords or you study stuff together because you think stretching your mind is good for you. Some of us just simply know that spiritually to do things that challenge us and take us in new directions, or spiritually to have spiritual exercises so that every day we're doing something that brings us to a place of worship. Every day doing something that brings us to a place where we're opening God's word. And just that one step stretch is actually very good for us. See the little child in the picture, and some of you will have done that, and some of you will have done that with your own children just to see how much they're growing. And you'd be very worried if month after month or year after year you tick the same place on the chart and you began to realize your child is not growing. Well, as a leadership team, we actually believe God is challenging us and saying, I want you to grow. But in order for you to grow, then maybe you've got to step out and allow me to stretch you. The passage Ian read this morning was from Exodus, and it was the story of the people of Israel. They've been set free by Pharaoh after nearly 400 years of slavery. They're a slave nation, and they're enjoying their freedom as they go across the desert, but in the distance they see a dust cloud. And as it comes near, they realize the dust cloud is Pharaoh's army, and Pharaoh has realized he doesn't want to lose this slave nation. So he regrets that he's let them go, and he chases after them. And the Israelites turn around. They've got Pharaoh's army behind them, and they've got the Red Sea in front of them. What are they going to do? Well, what do? You just moan to Moses. You read the book of Exodus, and it should be renamed Moaning to Moses. And they moan to Moses. And Moses goes, and Moses is great, because he's got nobody to moan to. Oh, yes, he has. He goes to God. And he moans to God. And God says, what are you moaning to me for? Stretch. Stretch. And he said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the waters. So Moses did. And all that night, God blew with a powerful wind. And as he blew with that powerful wind over the night and through the night, the waters parted and the Israelites were rescued as they walked through that sea on dry ground. Now, we all look at Moses and think, well, that's all right for him. He was used to doing miracles. I mean, he'd done all those 10 things in Israel, in Egypt, the 10 plagues, the blood, the frogs, the gnats, the darkness. He'd done all that and he'd seen God working in power. So he was quite used to that. Actually, I think every time Moses had to stretch, there'd be something playing in his mind thinking, will it work this time? Will God step up this time into my life? Well, as I put my hand out with these waters, I'm either going to look brilliant or stupid. Is God going to be there for me? Moses was a human just like me. Read Exodus, you find out how very human he was. But that day, that night, God said, stretch. Simple word. Powerful word. And maybe what God's saying to us today is, will you stretch? There's maybe one simple way this year that you listen to my Holy Spirit, listen to my word, listen to me, and if I speak to you, you sense me speaking, then will you step out in faith? There's a beautiful, beautiful passage in the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus is speaking. And this is kind of feels like the opposite of stretch, but it's not really. Matthew 11, 28. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, we think a yoke is what the guy carrying the huge watering cans is wearing. And that's quite right. All around the world, people use yokes on their necks for carrying things with. And sometimes the burdens are amazing. But actually, when Jesus spoke about yokes, he was actually referring to something different. Because the teaching of the rabbis in Jesus' day was called the yoke. And whatever your rabbi who you followed told you, then he was putting a yoke on you for you to carry. And that wasn't always easy. In fact, time and time again, we know that the people of God failed that yoke, failed that teaching. If you look at the second picture, you've actually got an Orthodox Jew looking through a huge magnifying glass. And he's looking at seaweed. And he's inspecting the seaweed before it's made into food. He's looking at it for bacteria. To make sure there's no bacteria in that food that would make it non-kosher. And that's his job. That's what he does all day long. Watching a great but little different series on Netflix at the moment. It's called Stizzle. And it's a soap opera. You didn't know I was into soap operas, did you? Well, what do you think Star Trek is if it's not a soap opera? But Stizzle is about an Orthodox family, a Jewish Orthodox family in Israel. And a lot of the time you'll see them in the rabbinic schools learning the Torah, the law of God, or the interpretation of the Torah, which is the Talmud. And they're asking each other questions. This is modern day. Questions like, is it work on the Sabbath if a man attaches his boat to a fish and the fish pulls him along? That's a serious question, okay? What if he attaches it to a donkey and the donkey and the fish pull him along and he's doing no work whatsoever? Is that work on the Sabbath? Those are the sort of problems they're trying to solve in Torah school, okay? So those are the kind of yokes that they're bearing for a Jewish Orthodox, 613 rules that must be obeyed. Now, we're not their culture. It's a different culture. We've got to understand that. But in Jesus' context, he's saying, I know there are yokes that stretch you beyond bearing. But I don't want to do that to you. Take my yoke on you. I love the Message version of this. And I know some of you have picked it up and you love it very, very much. walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I love that. So Jesus is saying, look, I'm not here to stretch you so far you snap. I'm not here to put so much pressure on you spiritually, you're thinking, I just can't do this spiritual life anymore. He's actually wanting to set you free to work with him. What is it? Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Now, if you want to get in rhythm with something, you've got to step out. If you've got to step out, it does stretch you. But not in the way that's going to snap you or break you or leave you thinking, I can't do this anymore. So where does it begin? And what I say, first of all, is stretch to stop. One of the things that came out of the prayer times that we were having as a leadership team was simply, we say God's call on us is to be disciples, but that begins with being. Just simply being. Somebody once said, I'm not a human doing, I'm a human being. And Jesus says, come to me and just be, stop. You know, some of us need to stop. We tear around trying to solve our lives. And the first thing we need to do is actually stop and find ourselves in him, be in him. In that place, we can begin to listen and grow. And one of our challenges, if you will, about stretching is simply, will you individually allow God to speak into your life this year? Will you actively pray and seek to stop and listen so that you can grow? And then maybe for some of us, the stretch to serve. You are an amazing servant-hearted church. It blows me and the staff team away again and again and again how much commitment you give beyond yourselves, and we're grateful for that. But for some of us, it may be we've got to say, God, is there a new direction this year? God, is there a new way I can step up to serve you this year? And some of that might mean that we stretch out beyond the walls of this place, stretch out into a world that God's calling us to serve. See, the little child wants to grow. Stretching up wants to grow. The bloke, he's stood, he's fixed, he's measured. There's a kind of a nope. And I wonder what's in your heart this morning. I wonder what you would say about your own life. Are you ready? Are you wanting to grow? I know somebody who got stretched last year, and I'm going to ask her for a moment. I'm just going to kind of come and share a little bit. Lou, where are you? Lost it. Come on, Lou. Stay. Lou's on the leadership team here, and we get to chat and pray together, and she shared a few things about God speaking to her and stretching her. Tell us more.
Good morning. From being in my early teens, you would not believe how I've tried to avoid public speaking. And having been at this church just a few years at the time, I've been here about 17 years now, I came home one day to a voicemail from Andrew for the first time asking me to do a Bible reading in church. And I can only tell you, in that moment, I had to choke back the vomit. But I said yes.
That's just because I'd run.
You see, for many years, I'd known that God was doing something in me. He wanted to use my voice as a voice piece for him, to build people up, to share God's love, and to encourage people. But kind of over the last 18 months, I've known that God's wanting to do more with my voice. And whilst in my head that really was as a worship singer, I knew that God did not want that for you. So during early 2018, I began to pray and say, God, what is it that you want to do in me, through me? And to use, you know, this word, and stretch me And I just sensed over and over in my prayer times that God wanted to give me pictures and messages to give to people to, again, encourage, to boost, and to just share God's love. And I just kept getting that kind of picture, and I began to share these pictures, pictures specific to people's lives and to our church, in my quiet times with Danny, in our leadership meetings at church and various other meetings. And they were all really safe places to share and to grow. And then for the first time, last year on Sunday, the 17th of June, during an evening service, God gave me a message to give to the church. And I was able to, in God's strength, get up and just share that message. And God began to use that more and more. And it's such a new gift for me. And do I feel nervous? Oh, yes. Every time I get up here, whether it's to pray, read, speak, I get that inward tremble, sometimes outward tremble, palm sweating, heart racing feeling. But I know that the words that God gives me are of him and totally not of me. That feeling always keeps me dependent on God. Has God stretched me? Absolutely. Yes, I've had to step out in faith. I've had to just sense that feeling that, you know, there's been times when I may have been at the back stewarding or in the church, and I've been sat listening to the message knowing that God's given me something to say. And I've had to just listen and say, Lord, I don't have the words. What is it that you want me to say? I know that you want me to say something, but I don't want to get up here and have nothing to say. And so in that moment, God's just said one word sometimes, just one thing. Maybe he's elaborated, or I've sensed like a picture in my heart and mind at the same time that God's just wanted me to say. And each time, before I've got up, I've just said in my head to God, Lord, this is as unto you. These words are your words and not my words. But thankfully, God knows that our insecurities, and afterwards he's always allowed somebody to come to me and say, that was for me. And so we do have to, at times, push aside our doubts and trust in our mighty God, who can do so much more through us than we can possibly imagine for his glory. And I know this, even though it can feel scary, there is no better place than to walk in the will of God. So finally, remember Joshua 1 verse 9, a scripture I've scattered around my house. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What an amazing promise. Thank you.
It may not be that God speaks or uses you in the same way that he's using Louise, but we absolutely believe he's asking you, will you allow him to stretch you this year? And so all we're going to ask you to do is, during the next couple of songs, before we come to a New Year's communion celebration, is on the tables to my left and my right, there's a basket with elastic bands in. And they're your bookmarks in your Bible for the year. And they're just a reminder that as you come and take one, what you are saying is, God, I'm stepping out and I'm asking you to stretch me in 2019. I'm asking you to lead me, to guide me, to challenge me, to change me. Right at the beginning of a brand new year, my heart is open for you to do something different, to do something new in my life. And then there's a prayer card, which has our kind of covenant prayer on the back of it, but it's also got a picture, just as a reminder that, again, pop those things in your Bible, so when you're having a time when you're praying or reading God's word, they're there, and you think, yeah, God, what are you saying to me? And it'd be great to hear you coming back and telling us stories like Louise has shared this morning. Maybe something bigger, maybe something smaller. It doesn't matter. That's not the issue. And remember this, he's not here to snap you. He's here to stretch you to be like him. Let's pray together. As we come to the communion table, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and during those songs, it may be the right time for you just to come and say, God, even stepping out to come to the front, I'm stepping out to say, God, stretch me this year. God, shape me, change me, challenge me, grow me this year, 2019. And as you take an elastic band and take a prayer card, then put those in your Bible to keep reminding you and keep trusting God to do something wonderful, wonderful in your life this year. Holy Spirit, speak to us now as we worship, as we pray, and as we respond. In Jesus' name, amen.